Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the heart of Manhattan, where the Upper West Side meets Central Park, stands a building steeped in mystery and intrigue. The Dakota, a breathtaking masterpiece of 19th century architecture, has seen its share of history. From housing celebrities and cultural icons to being the site of one of music's darkest tragedies, the assassination of John Lennon, this building is more than just a landmark. It's a place where whispers of the past collide with the paranormal. Over the years, strange tales have emerged from the Dakota's shadowy halls. A crying woman whose sobs echo in the night. A young girl silently playing where no child should be. And even John Lennon himself, whose presence, some say, never truly left the building. Are these merely stories born of a tragic history and vivid imaginations? Or could there be something more lurking in the ornate corridors of this iconic residence? Tonight, we take you inside the Dakota to unravel its mysteries, its architectural brilliance, its famous residence, and the ghostly legends that keep its lights burning long after dark. Could the spirits of its storied past still walk its halls, or is there a more rational explanation? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Dakota's story begins in the 1880s. When the Upper West Side was still an underdeveloped expanse of farmland and open space, visionary Edward Cabot Clark, co-founder of the Singer Sewing Machine Company, saw an opportunity to redefine urban living for the city's elite. He commissioned architect Henry Janeway Hardenberg to design a residential masterpiece, one that would stand out not only for its opulence, but for its bold location far from the bustling city center. Completed in 1884, the Dakota's Gothic and Renaissance Revival architecture became an instant marvel, its corner towers and ornate details lending it an air of grandeur that continues to captivate to this day. The building quickly attracted New York's wealthiest families. Its spacious apartments, high ceilings, and luxurious amenities were unprecedented for the time. But it wasn't just its elegance that gave the Dakota its allure. It was also shrouded in an almost otherworldly mystique. The building's name, rumored to be a nod to its remote location compared to the rest of the city, seemed to underscore its isolation from the ordinary. Early on, whispers of strange occurrences began to circulate among its residents. In the late 19th century, several tenants reported hearing inexplicable noises, phantom footsteps in the hallways and doors creaking open on their own. Staff dismissed these incidents as the quirks of a new building settling into its foundation, but others weren't so sure. The Dakota's eerie atmosphere seemed to take on a life of its own, planting the seeds of what would become its paranormal reputation. As the 20th century unfolded, the Dakota maintained its status as a haven for the elite. Artists, actors, and business moguls called it home, solidifying its reputation as a cultural landmark. But with fame came tragedy, and with tragedy, the whispers of the supernatural grew louder. In the 1930s, staff began to report encounters with a shadowy figure in the service hallways, a presence that would vanish as quickly as it appeared. By the 1960s, the figure of a young girl had become a common sighting among residents. Described as wearing 19th-century clothing, she would often appear in the building's corridors or near its grand staircase, only to disappear when approached. Then came the 1970s, when the Dakota's connection to the paranormal took a more personal turn. In 1973, John Lennon and Yoko Ono moved into the building, drawn by its charm and exclusivity. Lennon, known for his fascination with mysticism and spirituality, reportedly had his own brushes with the unexplained. He claimed to have seen a crying lady wandering the halls, her sobs echoing late into the night. Lennon's descriptions matched earlier accounts from other residents, adding credibility to the haunting tales. But Lennon's time at the Dakota wasn't solely marked by ghostly encounters. On December 8, 1980, his life came to a shocking end on the very steps of the building. Mark David Chapman, a fan-turned-assailant, waited outside the Dakota for hours before fatally shooting Lennon as he returned home. The tragedy sent shockwaves around the world, forever linking Lennon's memory and the building itself to a profound sense of loss. Even in the wake of Lennon's death, his presence at the Dakota didn't seem to fade entirely. Yoko Ono has shared accounts of feeling John's spirit nearby, particularly in their apartment. She once claimed to see him seated at their white piano, reassuring her with the words, "Don't be afraid." For many, this story cemented the Dakota's place in both history and paranormal lore. Yet for all the ghostly tales, skeptics have sought to ground the Dakota's legends in more rational explanations. The building's age and location provide fertile ground for creaks, drafts, and other natural phenomena to be mistaken for the supernatural. Psychologists point to the power of suggestion, especially in a place as historically charged as the Dakota. Tragedies like Lennon's death, they argue, create an emotional resonance that makes paranormal interpretations more appealing. Still, the sightings persisted, and with each generation of residents, new stories emerged. Some attributed the strange happenings to Manhattan's unique geological foundation. The city sits atop a mix of bedrock and faults, which some researchers believe could create subtle vibrations or shifts, leading to sensory distortions. Could this be the key to explaining the Dakota's mysterious aura? For many, these theories fail to capture the full picture. The Dakota's energy seems to transcend logic, blending its rich history with an unshakable sense of the uncanny. And as more residents come forward with their own experiences, the line between myth and reality continues to blur. As the years passed, the Dakota's reputation as one of New York's most haunted buildings only deepened. By the late 20th century, reports of paranormal activity grew not just in frequency, but in intensity. Residents began to describe a wide range of phenomena that defied explanation, from objects moving on their own to ghostly figures appearing in broad daylight. One of the most famous recurring sightings is that of the young girl. Witnesses consistently describe her as having long, dark hair and wearing clothing reminiscent of the late 19th century. Her appearances are typically brief, yet chillingly vivid. Several accounts detail her standing in the hallways, often near the grand staircase, waving silently at tenants before vanishing into thin air. Some believe she is the spirit of a child who may have lived or died at the Dakota during its earliest days, yet no historical records definitively tie her to a specific tragedy, leaving her identity shrouded in mystery. The crying lady is another enduring legend. Tenants and staff alike have reported hearing soft, sorrowful sobbing in the building's upper floors, especially late at night. Those brave enough to investigate often find nothing, the sounds dissipating as they approach. A few witnesses, however, claim to have seen her, a middle-aged woman in period clothing, her face buried in her hands. Some speculate that she is connected to a rumored accident during the building's construction, though no evidence has ever confirmed this. Perhaps the most intriguing layer to the Dakota's paranormal lore is its association with John Lennon's spirit. Yoko Ono's claim of seeing Lennon seated at their piano is one of the most well-known accounts, but she is not the only person to report his lingering presence. Tenants and visitors have described sensing an unusual energy near the building's entrance, the very spot where Lennon was killed. Some claim to have seen a shadowy figure resembling Lennon walking through the courtyard late at night, only to disappear when approached. As these stories continued to circulate, they drew the attention of paranormal investigators eager to uncover the truth behind the Dakota's hauntings. Several teams conducted investigations using tools like electromagnetic field EMF detectors and infrared cameras. One group reported unusually high EMF readings in certain parts of the building, particularly near the staircase where the young girl is often seen. Others experienced sudden, inexplicable temperature drops, anomalies often associated with paranormal activity. Despite these findings, skeptics have raised important questions about the nature of the evidence. EMF fluctuations, they argue, can be caused by the building's electrical wiring, while temperature drops might result from drafts or poor insulation in an aging structure. Still, even skeptics acknowledge that the consistency of the reports, many from credible witnesses, makes the Dakota's hauntings difficult to dismiss outright. Theories about the nature of these hauntings vary widely. Some believe the Dakota is home to residual hauntings, imprints of past events that replay like a recording with no conscious spirit behind them. This would explain the recurring phenomena such as the sobbing of the crying lady or the girl's silent appearances as echoes of emotional energy trapped within the building's walls. Others suggest the activity could be tied to poltergeist phenomena, fueled by the intense emotions of its residents and their connection to the building's storied past. The high-profile tragedies associated with the Dakota, including Lennon's murder, may act as a catalyst for paranormal energy, drawing spirits to the location or amplifying their presence. Of course, there are also those who view the hauntings through a more psychological lens. They argue that the Dakota's fame, combined with its architectural grandeur and historical significance, creates the perfect environment for suggestion. When residents hear a creak in the floorboards or feel a sudden chill, their minds may leap to the paranormal simply because of the building's reputation. Yet for those who have experienced these phenomena firsthand, no rational explanation feels sufficient. The Dakota's ghosts are more than just stories. They are a palpable part of the building's identity. Whether they are lingering spirits, psychological projections, or something else entirely, they ensure that the Dakota remains as enigmatic as ever. Even as new residents move in and the years continue to pass, the legends of the Dakota endure. For some, it's a reason to stay away, but for others, it's an irresistible draw, a chance to live in a place where history and the supernatural intertwine. And for those lucky or unlucky enough to experience its mysteries firsthand, the Dakota is a reminder that some stories may never be fully explained. The Dakota stands as a testament to the intersection of history, tragedy, and the unexplained. Its grand halls and ornate architecture whisper stories of New York's gilded past, while its ghostly legends remind us of the mysteries that defy reason. From the tragic loss of John Lennon on its very doorstep to the lingering presence of the crying lady and the ghostly child, the Dakota captivates both skeptics and believers alike. But what's really at play here? Could these sightings and sounds be nothing more than the creaks and groans of an aging building, amplified by the power of suggestion? Or are they echoes of the countless lives that have passed through its halls, leaving behind traces of their energy? Perhaps it's a little of both. History giving rise to legends and legends breathing new life into history. As we peel back the layers of the Dakota's story, we're left with more questions than answers. Is it the spirits of the past reaching out, or our own imaginations filling in the gaps? One thing is certain. The Dakota is more than just a building. It's a living, breathing entity, where the boundaries between the physical and the metaphysical blur. I'm Tony Bruschi, reminding you to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious and maybe keep an extra light on tonight.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.